Good morning and welcome to day 6 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I am Pastor Scott, and this morning is the first of 7 days we'll be looking at the Commit to Community keystone habit of the Being Challenge. And so this is day 1. We had the overview in the first 5 days of the challenge, and now 7 days on each of the keystone habits, all coming from the Being Challenge. Hopefully you have your book and have been able to read along each day and watch these videos as well. So the Commit to Community. Pastor Zach in today's reflection talks about the triune nature of God, that God in God's self is more than one person. We have the three persons of the Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so for all time, God has been, essentially is a relational being. And then God created the world and the humans, the man and the woman, for relationship with God and relationship with one another. We know that we've been created in the image of God, as Genesis 1:26 says. So we know we were created for relationship as well. Our brains, according to Pastor Zach, are wired to be in community so that we can be authentic, so that we can be true to who we actually were created to be. And we all know that we have groups that we are in, that we're a part of. Some of them we feel more a part of than others, but we all have groups, relationships. Do you have friends that no matter how long it's been since you've seen them, it takes no time to get back and feel like it's only been a day or two since you've seen each other? We had a series of 15 years where we lived in 4 different states. And so our family jokes that we have the country's littered with places we've lived and left friends behind. But whenever we go back and visit any of those places and see those people, it feels like we are home again. And those relationships are important to us. Pastor Zach finished today's reflection by encouraging us to look at the prayer that Jesus prayed to God the Father in John 17. And as it just so happens, that prayer for unity, we have adapted here at Ascension and pray at the conclusion of each of our worship services and at the beginning of each of our meetings. It's a prayer that Jesus prayed to his Father, that his followers might be one with one another, with him and one another, as he is one with the Father. Again, that relationship within the Godhead, the Trinity. So perhaps we'll even put that prayer, the prayer we pray, on the screen at this point, and you can reflect upon that. Pray it if you would like. You could pause and do so. Feel free to share that prayer with others as well. It's been habit forming for us, a keystone habit for us here at Ascension Lutheran Church. Today, I encourage you, and Pastor Zach encourages you, to think about the circles of community and ponder the question, does my community encourage me to be closer to Jesus? And I think that's a great question. It's an important question. I think you should ponder it. But I also think you should add this question to your ponderings today. What do you do within your community to help others grow closer to Jesus Christ? It's not just about what you can receive from your communities, but what are you giving to your communities as well? And once you've done that, I encourage you to pray. Pray for the people in your community. Pray, you know, those closest relationships, your family, your friends, your worshiping community, your small group. Pray for your neighbors, your coworkers, the people you're in class with. Pray for those in your life. Pray that they might grow in their relationship with you, and they might hopefully grow in their relationship with God as well. It's been a pleasure spending a part of this day, of this morning with you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 7 of the Being Challenge. Take care.